Good morning, June 27th, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. Today's scan includes a county needle distribution ban near schools in Portland and two rural opioid response grant deadlines coming up on July 8th. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. Starting with news coverage, Willamette Week reports that county commissioners in Portland, Oregon, passed a ban on needle distribution near K-12 schools. In Maine, CentralMaine.com reports that a Farmington hospital has launched an addiction medicine program. That is one to watch for service access in a rural setting. In Ohio, Columbus Business First looks at why Seventh Son can sell THC beverages again, but not its own. At the national level, Filter reports that a DEA judge has set a schedule for a new marijuana rescheduling hearing. A related signal comes from another Filter report on Palau, a tiny Pacific nation that has applied for a global nicotine ban, and asks who is behind the effort. A few items from the Social Pulse stood out. One post from @Lafayette1111 on Blue Sky, shared from a lived experience perspective, says, quote, "As a former addict, I fully support this and medication-assisted therapy," and also calls for lowering the guard against pain management clinics, with oversight and regulation for chronic pain patients. On the innovation side, @TheThaniGasalam on X says the government is building a connected, recovery-focused system that meets people where they are, and wants residents across communities to be able to recognize the homelessness and recovery response more easily. Also on X, @PutnamHealthNewYork, says free drug checking strips that detect fentanyl, xylazine, metatomidine, and more are available at the Department of Social Services in Carmel. That is a concrete access update for anyone tracking local supply checking tools. Shifting from service-oriented posts to opposition messaging, @HeatherWRLDCTZN on X argues that harm reduction policies bring more drugs and more addiction, and says addiction should instead be addressed through rehab programs and wraparound services. This is a useful example of the criticism harm reduction advocates are still responding to in public forums. In research, a scoping review on the Open Science Framework looks at barriers and facilitators to harm reduction service access among youth and young adults who use substances in West Africa. Another study in the International Journal of Drug Policy examines public perspectives on supervised consumption sites across Canada. And in health and justice, a study from Rhode Island explores contrasting perspectives and applications of the Good Samaritan overdose prevention law, drawing on insights from people who use and distribute drugs. That one may be especially relevant for anyone looking at how overdose protections work in practice, not just on paper. On the policy front, a new Federal Register notice requests comments on a proposed information collection tied to a potential tobacco product violations reporting form in the United States. There are also several current funding opportunities to note. The Health Resources and Services Administration has two Rural Communities Opioid Response Program opportunities, RCORP Impact and RCORP Planning. Both deadlines are July 8, 2026, so those are coming up soon. SAMHSA also has a current opportunity called Preventing Youth Overdose: Treatment, Recovery, Education, Awareness, and Training. The deadline is July 16, 2026. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version.
Finally, two advocacy actions are listed today. The National Harm Reduction Coalition is urging people to contact Congress to reject HIV funding cuts in the federal budget. And the National Alliance to End Homelessness is sharing a call and email script to help protect homelessness funding. If homelessness funding is relevant to your work, that script is the practical next step to keep handy. That is your morning briefing. stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.